Hey, this is Chaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
If you wonder where your money went, tax cuts for the 1%. If you're not outraged, you are not listening. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Glick. I'm going to be performing with David Amram, Malachi McCourt, Lindsay Wilson, Joel Landy, and the Raging Grannies at the People's Voice Cafe in a benefit for WBAI on Saturday, January 4th at 8 p.m. That's at 40 East 35th Street. Now, you want to express your rage at what's going on? You got to support WBAI. I'm supporting WBAI, and you should too. And if you want to reserve a ticket, you can go to give2wbai.org. If you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, you are not listening.
Oh, we're radical environmentalists. We're radical environmentalists. We like clean air and clean water, just like the farmer's daughter, 'cause we're radical environmentalists.
Yee-haw!
Oh, we like our veggies without pesticides, and hate beef and chicken fed with cows who die. We like fish without PCBs and forests filled with old trees, 'cause we're radical environmentalists. We like autos that will cause us no pollution, and we think laws should provide a sane solution. We like lawns grown without weed and feed, we'll toss out every gene splice seed. We're radical environmentalists.
Yeehaw!
We want power that can always be renewed.
And how?
And we want to change consumer attitudes.
Yes, indeed.
Recycle all your glass and paper. And you can tell your maker you're a radical environmentalist.
Yee-hoo!
And those were the Raging Grannies and Radical Environmentalists, and they are one of the several performers who will be at the WBAI 60th anniversary benefit celebration on January 4th. And we have a studio full of musicians and to bring you that. Where do you hear what they have to say? So every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said. Our Facebook page is WBAI Ecologic, no spaces or dashes, WBAI Ecologic. And please click like. For more environmental news, go to theenvironmenttv.com, biologicaldiversity.org, or ecowatch.com. www.ecoradio.org is the main Ecologic page, and that'll get you to past guests, ecolinks, our own permanent archives, ecoradio.org. And I have been looking forward to this show for quite a while. WBAI became part of the Pacifica Foundation in January 1960. And we're having a concert, and it's going to be celebrating that event. It's going to be January 4th at the People's Voice Cafe, which is 40 East 35th Street in Manhattan between Park and Madison Avenue. People's Voice always has great music. And all the people who are you'll be hearing tonight have done sets there, full sets. And here they're just one of five incredible performers. The Raging Grannies, Mike Glick, Joel Landy, David Amram, and Malachi McCourt.
Lindsay Wilson.
And Lindsay Wilson is performing with Mike. Sorry about that, Lindsay. And
okay.
Music is so powerful. I mean, there's so much you can do with music. It can move people to get off their rear ends and change the world. We know this, you know this instinctively. Every commercial just about has a jingle to it because they know music helps sell things. Music helps you remember things. The KKK had a Operation Schoolyard. They're giving out free CDs of music that supported the KKK. They understand the power of music. Music was a major part of the 60s anti-war movement. The civil rights movement was driven by music. Anti-apartheid, the labor movement of the 30s. People will sing a song more than they'll read a pamphlet. So I'd love to hear what these songwriters have to say about the power of music. Mike, we'll start with you.
Oh, okay. Nice being on the spot here.
Oh, I told you in advance.
You knew you were coming here, right?
Right. No. Look, obviously, music by itself is not going to change the world, but it is part of what can help change things. And we need songs for a lot of things in the movement. Sometimes a song can open someone's mind, and not every song can do that. But a song can sometimes give somebody a new idea and give it to them in a lot easier way than saying, okay, read this pamphlet. On the other hand, when we're together in a movement, we need songs to pick our spirits up and to get us moving together and to help us feel unified. So songs can do all of those things. And that's why I write music. I also write them for personal therapy reasons. And I say it saves me a lot of money for a therapist. So whenever I'm pissed off, I can... that is not one of the 10 deadly words, I believe, right? So, or is it 9? I keep forgetting. Anyway, you know, if I have something I want to say or something I'm upset about or something I need to express, I can put it in a song and I can sing it to other people. Anybody else?
Well, David Amram, what do you have to add for that?
Well, I could tell a tiny story where I was playing with Pete Seeger for Clearwater, and his grandson, Tao, who was then helping Pete organize things, said, you know, the very end of the concert at Symphony Space, which was sold out, really expensive, he said, when you lead everybody, when they play the Saints Go Marching In, you walk around the theater like they do in New Orleans, and come back on the stage. When you get halfway around the theater, instead of going back on the stage, walk out the door like the Pied Piper with your kids, Pete, and everyone behind you, and we're going to walk from 95th Street down to 57th Street, where Pete's going to have a surprise sing-in and occupy the fountain without anybody knowing about it. And Pete had just bought two brand new canes, two silver canes. So we went outside the theater, and to my amazement, there was a huge crowd of people who couldn't afford to come, you know, to the concert, but had heard about it. They were all ready to sing and walk down the street. And there was a United Auto Workers sign. And I said, wow, after 50 years, finally the union has come back to help support something like this, and the supposed antipathy between what they call Reagan Democrats had disappeared, and people realized, you know, we're all supposed to be together. So we started walking down, and people were singing, and Pete kept saying, 57th Street's only 30 blocks away, I remember. And we were talking about all times of being gassed in the anti-war movements, that kind of thing. Suddenly, I was supposed to be helping Pete, and two of us were either side holding his arm in case he couldn't make. He was in his 90s then. He bent down. We said, oh, my Lord, he's having an attack or something. He picked up a tiny matchbook from the sidewalk and put it in his coat pocket. He said, wow, Mr. Ecology to the very end. So a block later, I saw a cigarette butt on the sidewalk, and I jumped down and picked it up and kept walking. And Pete whispered in my ear in his patrician Boston accent, you may put that in my jacket pocket if you wish. And I thought, there's someone who really shows the nitty-gritty of what we can all do, regardless of our backgrounds, regardless of our situation, regardless of our political beliefs, pigmentation, location, education, station in life, all that meaningless, irrelevant junk. We're all members of the planet, and we can do what Pete always said, where so something tiny, one tiny drop of water in that tiny stream goes into the river, and we could help to keep the river and New York City and the whole world a better place by doing a little something rather than trying to overthrow the government or rewrite history. We could just, when we have a desire to throw something out the window or litter, not to do it, and to try to tell our kids to cool the hog greed, full greed ahead, swinish way of behaving, and try to cool it a little bit and see what we could do ecologically. When I played Farm Raid with Willie Nelson, which they do every year, it's the same thing. They honor the farmers rather than the rock and roll industry. And it's a concert where the music is serving a higher power, which is our collective survival on the earth as people, and not to think of people as anything but that. And the idea of the 40 million deplorables is the other side of the same dismissive, creepy, racist way of looking at stuff, that we're all startlingly the same as the same species, and we have to find a way to get along and work together. We don't have to love each other, but we have to respect one another, mm-hmm. and we have to respect the Mother Earth, which is not our property. But as the Native American folks often say, we're the stewards of the land. We're the ones who are responsible. So we're so glad that WBAI is back on the air.
Yay.
And we hope it'll stay on the air. And the fact that half of what the station does might make some people furious is a good sign, because it means at least they're listening and paying attention.
Right.
And I'm just so glad to be with the Raging Grannies, who are so wonderful, Mike Glick, one of our greatest songwriters, and all the other people, and, of course, the great Malachi McCourt. You couldn't find a more different kind of program than this particular program, and it's for a higher purpose, which is to keep our planet livable. So those of us that can't afford to take a rocket ship to Mars and start a new place there, which will probably be controlled by the same developers that are ruining the planet Earth, we could skip all that and let's stay on the planet. And when all the developers and people like that decide to leave, as Woody Guthrie said in his great song, "So long, it's been good to know you."
Well, let's keep going. And I realize I have not had our guests introduce themselves. Well,
with the Raging Grannies, my name is Mercy Van Vlack. I've been singing with them for 10 years, I think.
And I'm Alice Sturm Sutter.
She writes a lot of our songs.
I'm Janet Harmon, fairly new granny.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm Mike Glick, and I've been singing with me all my life.
Howdy, folks. I'm Joel Landy.
And you do Songs of Freedom on MNN.
Yeah, Songs of Freedom Television. We've been making a television show about the dignity of human struggle, which includes all of the ecology and all of the social justice movements and all the music and the interviews and people like the people in this studio, including I am so pumped to be on a bill with David Amram. I really am. But Songs of Freedom, singfreedom.org. We're on the Internet. We're also on the public access stations here in New York. Sing Freedom, S-I-N-G, freedom.org. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Mike Glick, what is your website?
Oh, my website is generations-music.com. It's a website I started with my son. I sing with my son, Alexi, quite often. But he's kind of expanded, and he's got his own, still sings with me sometimes, but he's got his own seven-piece R&B group called Snack Cat. We just did a program at the Tribeca Arts Center. And now I also sing with Lindsay Wilson, who unfortunately cannot be with us tonight, but she will be there January 4th, and she's easily the best match I've ever worked with in terms of vocals, and she's just great to work with. And we have a new song we wrote together called Come By Here. Come down and listen to that, because we will do it then.
Looking forward to it on January 4th at the People's Voice Cafe.
And what's the website for the Raging Grannies?
You can email me if you're interested in joining, the Raging Grannies at comicbookradioshow.com, or you can go to www.nycmetro.raginggrannies.org to join us.
Okay. And so, Alice, you write a lot of the songs for the Raging Grannies. Talk about songwriting and what moves you.
Yeah, I've been writing a little more recently. I'm very moved by everything that's coming down on us. I'm pretty horrified, and music is about the only way I know to really express it without going crazy. I think, like Mike, it's my therapy, yeah. And it's a great way of transforming endless talks and lectures and words. Like, I went to a conference, and they were talking about the prison industrial complex and talking about from the cells of Rikers Island to California's SHU, and I said, oh, yeah, from the cells of Rikers Island
to California's SHU.
We are rounding up the people.
We can make some room for you.
Folks of color, Muslims, immigrants,
now more activists are next.
Oh, we keep our corporations rich,
the prison industrial complex.
So that helped me get through the conference. And then in these bleak times, I've started to focus on the Green New Deal, which I think is wonderful. So I'm working on a couple of songs on that. And I think music really transforms us, opens up our hearts, connects us to one another, and we have to keep it going.
That's good.
And Joel, you write songs?
That's what they say, yes.
Thank
you.
That is what they say. And it's interesting. I wasn't thinking of this at the time, but on January 4th, the Raging Grannies use humor in their songs. Joel Landy uses humor in his songs. And, of course, Malachi McCord is one of the funniest people you will ever hear. So it's an interesting concert with music and laughter.
Well, one of the things I'd like to point out is that when I started out playing, I would write these incredibly powerful, serious songs, and I'd string them one after another, and people would like to want to walk out of a window, you know. Don't leave people that way. It's a lot more accessible to have fun when you're performing and to invite other people to have fun with you. So, I wrote a song about gun violence. It's like save the last shot for me. I mean, that's what it is. It's a lot. It's not punch. And you know, after a song like that, people are going, should I applaud or
cry?
Should I do? But that's one way to affect people. But using humor in songs. Like, when you're fracking, your neighbors frack with you. When you're drinking stuff that's stinking, that poison's coming through. Your health and family will not be the same when your tap water can burst into flames. So stop that fracking. No more fracking. Your neighbors count on you. Well, they always do. Nice. So that's a serious song, but it approaches people in a way that maybe is not so threatening. We know there's something wrong, and we might not think we have the power to stop it, but this is a lot less numbing than hitting people over the head and saying, we're all going to die. Have a nice day. You know? So dare to be creative, dare to be humorous, and dare to invite people to enjoy with you, even though it's serious. That's my suggestion. Would you like to hear a serious one?
It's 8:21 here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. If you came in late or you know somebody from out of town that should be hearing this song, tell them, go to WBAI.org. No matter where they live, they can be hearing these musicians and songwriters talking about music and talking about WBAI. So, there is a concert on January 4th, and you can wait until January 4th and hope that there's room in there for you. But, you know, with all these people, tickets are going to go fast, and you can go to give to WBAI.org, and get, it's $20 for a ticket, and if you're a BAI buddy, it's $15. So it's a great deal, and again, off of five incredible performers all of whom do their own shows, and here they are supporting each other mm-hmm. in something like this. So
you can also call on the pledge line. That number is 516-620-3602. Or you can and make out your checks to Pacifica at WBAI. And you, if you need to, if you don't do things online, you can mail them to 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
And again, $20 for if you give us $25, you can get a ticket, and you'll also be a member of WBAI.
And $15 for a BAI buddy. Yeah. So we want you to become a BAI buddy.
Yeah, so become a BAI buddy at the same time that you get the ticket. And you know, you're already benefiting by becoming a monthly member to WBAI. It's very important that we have members. When Pacifica took over the station, almost half of all the BAI buddies that we had, that we built up over the years, quit. They didn't like what they were hearing. And about two-thirds, three-quarters of them have come back, but that means not all of them. So please become a BAI buddy. A monthly support means that we can budget things more clearly. We don't have to beg Pacifica. Well, we'll make payroll in next week as soon as this drive is started. We need to do these things right away so that the rogue factions don't have any more excuses ever again.
Just think about what $10 a month would mean to you. I mean, that's not even a full dinner these days. How much do you spend going out to the movies or going out to dinner? Take that in your head and pay for something that supports something that really supports you. And what would you be without WBAI? We need the station. And by the way, when you go to sign up for to be a BAI buddy, please make sure that you do the drop-down box and say that you want to support Ecologic Radio.
And it's so important. You know what happens when BAI is gone, because it was gone for a month. And did you miss us?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes.
Did you miss
yes.
us?
Yes.
And so we need that support. Yes. Become a BAI buddy. Get a concert ticket. There's a lot of wonderful CDs and DVDs on the give2wbai.org site. I just found out from Matt today that if anybody argues with him that there's no such thing as climate change and we shouldn't worry about it, he gives them one of the DVDs that was a premium for Ecologic, mm-hmm. which is The River That Harms, about what uranium mining has been doing to the Navajo people in New Mexico. It's a beautiful film because, you know, it's a beautiful desert country out there, but it's also, you know, what's happening to the kids. And he uses that to tell supporters of Agent Orange, like, this is what is happening to people. This is what the guy you voted for is supporting. So, you know, art is so powerful. It is so very powerful. And, you know, I can tell you, oh, you know, the Navajo kids are playing and going to school next to uranium mill tailings, you know, a mile high of them, literally. But when you see a picture of it, it is so much more moving. And that is why, though Ecologic is a public affairs show, I think of it with an arts mentality, because art is what makes people motivated.
Ken, you mentioned that this always stayed with me. Social movements, the civil rights movement. How many speeches can you name from that time? How many songs can you name from that time? It's the songs that people remember.
And so go to give2wbai.org, become a BAI buddy, get a ticket for the January 4th concert. Or if you call the call center,
it's 516-620-3602.
And tell them you want the People's Voice Cafe concert ticket. They'll find it under the name People's Voice.
and give to WBAI.org. You can pledge any amount. You can even pledge without even asking for anything. We just want you to support the station. You know how many people, the one thing that came out of this month of being off the air is that we met so many listeners.
Yeah.
How wonderful it was that they actually know our voices and wanted to look at our faces and say, oh, wow, that's the voice. Okay. So we do.
The first time that happened to Donna, she was like, gave me a call right away. Guess what? Guess what? People are listening.
Thank you, Brian.
One of the listeners I've been taking birding in Central Park. Yeah, he was all excited to be doing, you know, a brand new hobby for him.
So now we know that you miss us when we're not here. Now show us that you miss us and donate to WBAI, and even better yet, become a monthly donor as a BAI buddy. Any amount. $1,000, $1 million, it's okay.
David, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, the values that we're talking about are timeless. And in a culture of full greed ahead, where last week's event is considered ready for the landfill, we have to remember that the stories of Cain and Abel, the ancient Greek tragedies, when I wrote music for Shakespeare in the Park for 12 years, all of us, when we finally figured out what Shakespeare was saying in the older form of English, we realized human beings haven't changed at all. We're doing the same messed up stuff that we did thousands of years ago. And the fact that the human instinct for survival is stronger than the full greed ahead, super feeding at the trough, gorging at the trough of swinedom, is equaled by the urge of let's survive and find a way to be healthy and look after our children and our old folks and our little kids and one another, that if we're all here together in the same lifeboat, we have to survive. So when people talk about WBAI being something of a stepchild of the 60s, all those ideals go way back to the beginning of time when people wanted to look after themselves. So what you guys are doing is terrific. And since I listened to BAI since it first started off, I'm doing music for a film about Steve Post, who left long 50-some years ago, and Bob Fass, who was on his show when he first started, now in North Carolina, is still doing it. So what this is about, an ecology about, is really, really timeless. And you read the speeches of Chief Seattle, or the Duwamish people, when he ceded the land, he explained the fact that we're all here as stewards of the land, and that we have to support each other. We're only as strong as the weakest link, and that we have to look after one another, and we have to look after the earth. And it transcends right and left wing politics, and conservatives' children have the same air to breathe and the same water to drink as we do, and we're all part of the earth. So the idea of caring about our planet and caring about one another is something that's universal. And music, when I conducted at Carnegie Hall a piece of mine a year ago, the second half was Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And I remember thinking, man, here's a guy could barely see anymore. He'd lost his eyesight and regained it. He was deaf. He was old. He was unhappy. He was sick. And he wrote that glorious piece of music celebrating humanity and our need and care for one another. And it was yay saying, and it was moving, and it's still moving. And all of the things that we're doing, and I think all the people on the program who have their own different approaches towards music, the Raging Grannies and Mike Glick and Balaki and everyone else, with their people said, since I'm 89 years old, you're an activist. I said, no, I'm known as a promising young composer. I'm only going to be 90 next year, so I'm still a work in progress.
I met you back
but
then.
I'm not an activist, but I'm very active. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all are active because we're concerned not just about looking in the mirror. That's the hip thing about getting older. You see those wrinkles, you say, man, I'd rather look at someone else and think about someone else except myself. And if you're lucky enough to have three kids, grandkids, as I do, that are so beautiful, you think about them. And you say, well, what kind of world are they going to have to live in? So when we're looking forward in that way, you can see that it's part of our job just to do what Pete Seeger said, just do a little something. And it's not that hard. And if everybody did a little something, a lot of the problems would be cleaned up. And if you can think beyond your own institutionalized, full greed-ahead philosophy that we're brought up to think is supposed to be hip, to be the biggest swine on the block, and a dump on everybody until you're replaced by another bigger swine, if you take the other approach, you'll have a more interesting life, you'll have more fun, and you can be doing something valuable and is better for your health. So just from a greedy perspective, you don't really need a dope dealer or guru or psychiatrist in order to find enlightenment or joy. You can get that by just trying to do something halfway decent for other people and for yourself and for your family. And that includes having a planet and a city in New York. New York has changed a lot, and those times to the I come in the air. When I used to walk in the Village with Kerouac, I described all the souvlaki slobbers in the street and the papers and the newspapers and cigar bucks and tin cans. It was like walking through a dump. Now that stuff is cleaned up. Now in the supermarkets, they even have organic food sections. Even if it's not organic, at least it pretends to be. And they're starting to think about stuff like that. And we're starting to educate our kids not to throw garbage on the street and not to act like pigs chasing the garbage truck. When I was growing up on a farm, that's what we used to do. Slop the hogs, they called it. And the pigs would get so greedy, they'd be chewing each other's backs if they couldn't get their share of the garbage. We can do better than that, and we are doing better than that. And so our gig, however we do it, is to remind people that all of us can do something. So we're really sort of like a wake-up call or a hint. And also, as Mike Glick said, we have to have fun while we're doing it. And this won't be a name-calling festival or a jockeying of position concert to see who can take over the world, who could be the next Che Guevara, or who could be the hippest person on the block or sell a lot of records. But rather, just how can we live together and have a little better life? So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad WBAI is on the air. And I missed the heck out of it. Someone said, well, man, you're going to be 90 in a year. Haven't you outgrown it? And I said, never. Never outgrown it.
And this is you're listening to David Amram. And the People's Voice Cafe has a great a flyer on their website having to do with the January 4th concert. And there's only so many tickets available. So go to give2wbai.org. And let me read what's on the People's Voice flyer for David Amram. Composer, conductor, author, and multi-instrumentalist, piano, French horn, flute, guitar. Actually, I've seen David play about 10 instruments in one concert alone. David Amram is one of America's most honored and beloved musicians. He began his career as a French hornist for the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington in the 1950s and later introduced the French horn to jazz, collaborating with Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, and others. He created film scores for Splendor in the Grass, The Manchurian Candidate, and the beat film Pull My Daisy. He also wrote scores for Arthur Miller's plays and for Shakespeare in the Park in New York City. Working with Jack Kerouac, Langston Hughes, and others, Amram experimented with combining jazz and poetry. DavidAmram.com. So that is just one of the performers on January 4th at the People's Voice Cafe.
And also on January 4th, it's going to be a huge bill, Malachi McCourt is going to be performing. He's an author, actor, raconteur. Malachi McCourt has written a dozen books, including Among Swimming and Voices of Ireland. He has acted in scores of movies and TV shows and even recorded an album in 1970. Born in Brooklyn in 1931, he grew up in Limerick, Ireland, and returned to New York in 1952, where he worked as a longshoreman, opened a tavern, hosted various radio shows, and ran for New York governor in 2006 as a Green Party candidate. He is currently co-host of WBAI's New York We and The Edition on Wednesday mornings, facebook.com/Malachy.McCourt.3.
And one more bio, because he's about to give you a song. Mike Glick is a guitarist, songwriter, and singer who mixes jazz, blues, folk, and Latin styles, sometimes solo and sometimes in the duo Generations with his son Alexei. Among his influences are Joni Mitchell, Ray Charles, and Santana. Lindsay Wilson will be performing with Mike on January 4th. She's a singer-songwriter with a flair for nostalgia and a memorable mix of 70s-style urban folk rock. She embraces issues of the heart and mind through love songs, protest tunes, and lyrics of empowerment. Her influences include Odetta, Richie Havens, and Joan Armatrading. And Mike already gave you their website, and hers is lindsaywilsonmusic.com. So let's stop talking and have some music.
Music.
Well, this is Mike here, Mike Glick, and I do write satirical songs, especially there is certainly a satirical side to what's going on today, although hopefully we'll be able to look back at it more that way in the future than we do now. But I also write songs, and I think one of the things we can do is try to give people hope. And this is one of those hopey songs, I guess. In the darkest times, on the roughest seas, that's when those ties that bind feel much closer to me. There's a hope and a dream that I keep deep inside, and I know someday that we shall be free. When you feel all is lost, and you feel hope is gone, and the flames of hatred are felt through the land, well then after the night there's always the dawn, and the human spirit will revive us again. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. You can't hold back the sun or keep the wind from the trees. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. No, you can't crush a dream, you can't stop history. Sorry, folks. When the lies that we're told are no longer believed, and we won't remain silent to those who deceive. When we recognize color, but nobody cares, and our family stories are respected and shared. When every child is cherished and never neglected, and you can choose who to love and not be rejected, when no one fights about religion or where you are from, and there's no more war and no need for guns, then we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. You can't hold back the sun or keep the wind from the trees. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. No, you can't crush a dream, you can't stop history. When the least of us can grow as much as the most, with good food, a home, and warm and clean clothes, when the sick and the dying all get love and care, that's when we'll know we're finally there. Then we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. You can't hold back the sun or keep the wind from the trees. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. No, you can't crush a dream, you can't stop history. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. You can't hold back the sun or keep the wind from the tree. Oh, we shall be free, oh, we shall be free. No, you can't crush a dream, you can't stop history.
Nice.
And that was Mike Glick.
Woo!
Now, also in the studio today and going to be at the WBI fundraiser at the People's Voice Cafe is Joel Landy. Joel is an active member of the People's Voice Cafe community for years, both as a performer and a videographer. Joel Landy is known for his energetic stage performance. No, really? And clever songwriting. Yes. His voice has been heard on WBAI, on Ken Gale's Ecologic, and Bob Fass's Radio Unnameable. Joel produces the award-winning Songs of Freedom television show, celebrating the dignity of human struggle. Singfreedom.org is his website.
I wrote that, but it sounds better when you read it.
Anytime.
Hi, everybody. Joel here. Well, this is an auspicious evening. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives are going to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah!
They better.
And then what?
We'd like
then what? And then what?
Too bad it doesn't stick.
We got to get people to vote who didn't vote before. That's what. Mm. Well, here's a little song I wrote for my friends who did not vote. Don't worry. Be happy. Well, you say you didn't vote because you think the world we live in totters on the brain, and you don't think your actions matter much. What's the matter? Don't you understand your part? Giving everyone your finger with your heart. And then we'll live with what you got in mind. Elect yourself a leader who is blind. Oh. Politics is dirty, right? So you say. And it really doesn't matter anyway. Oh, the forces here are far beyond control. Oh yes, and depression never was your major goal. So you sometimes watch the news, then you tune it out, and then you leave it to the candidates to shout that the country's fine, you are in the pink. Oh, must someone always tell you how to think? The lives we live are moving too damn fast. But there's no future living in the past. You are everything you were meant to be. Let's see. You're eating every day, and you are free. You've got telephones that ring until you're blind. Yes, but when I call, there's no one home I find. No, there's no one there to answer what I say. Hey, how can you stand there when you've gone away? What's the matter? Don't you understand your part? Giving everyone your finger with your heart. And now we'll live with what you got in mind. Elect yourself a leader who is blind. Oh, oh, there's too much confusion. Information too. And you wonder what it is you have to be fulfilled and happy and live long and make believe that there is nothing wrong. Oh, the only thing you can hope to control is in the way you sacrifice your soul. So, choose your weapons, ignorance and fear, and wonder why things ain't as they appear. Oh, let's
what's the matter? Don't you understand your part? Giving me your finger with your heart. And now we'll live with what you had in mind. You have become a leader who is blind.
Oh!
Joe Landy!
Yes. Woo! Woo!
And you're listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
And this is listener-sponsored radio. You know what that means, folks. That means that you're the listener. You're sponsoring us. Go to your phones. Call 516-620-3602 or go to give to WBAI.org. You can hear some of the people in the studio. You can hear Joel Landy and Mike Lick again on this coming Friday at New York City Friends of Clearwater's annual party, and that's going to be at 239 Thompson Street at 6:30 for a potluck and a circle of song. But everybody here and everybody that we're talking about tonight is going to be at the People's Voice Cafe, January 4th. The Community Church of New York is 40 East 35th Street, January 4th. Come and support WBAI for their 60th anniversary. It's going to be a fabulous night. Now, next up is another group.
It's $20 for tickets.
Oh, and $15 if you're a BAI buddy. So hurry up and join as a BAI buddy.
Yeah. Become a BAI buddy and get a $15 ticket at the same time. And you can do that at give2wbai.org or at 516-620-3602.
Now, the New York Metro Raging Grannies, in the tradition of wise woman elders, to promote global peace, equality by raising awareness through song and humor. The lyrics, the poets, singers, and puppets perform at protests and rallies. Astoria, British Columbia. There are now more than 60 gaggles of raging grannies throughout Canada, the U.S., and Scotland.
Yay.
Go to facebook.com/10025NYCRG. We usually don't give out. You can find all that information on our website. Go to ecoradio.org. And
so
right
I figured
now,
since we were going to be on Ecologic, we should do a song about dreaming of a green planet, which was written from the Montreal Raging Songbook. And, of course, the local gaggle has a few things to add. So give us a note, Alice. 1, 2, 3, say.
I'm dreaming of a green planet with every email that I write, where the rooftops glisten with their solar mission and wind-powered LEDs light the night. I'm dreaming of low home heating bills just like the ones we used to know, where home insulation stops air penetration and people set their thermostats quite low. I dream of free mass transportation that takes us everywhere we need to go, expanding bike lanes and no more airplanes, and organic urban farms where good food grows. I'm dreaming of much less consumption, a world where everyone has enough, where local production supports the reduction of so much unnecessary stuff.
Like plastic bags.
I'm dreaming of a stable climate, a people's green economy. May your energy be renewable and clean. And may all your holidays be green.
Thank you.
New York City Raging Grannies. One of the performers at the 60th anniversary of WBAI. The concert is on January 4th. It's at the People's Voice Cafe, 40 East 35th Street. That's between Madison and Park Avenue in New York City. It's right near the number 6 train. It's not too far from the R train. And not too far from any of the West Side lines.
Downstairs, but downstairs.
Yeah.
There's an elevator.
There's
an elevator.
Yeah, there's an elevator. It is accessible.
And they have homemade baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
People do baked goods. They're really nice.
Delicious. They are really good.
Yeah, that's great. So you want to get there early, 7:30. Make sure you get some of those baked goods.
With a lineup like this, it's going to be a packed house. So you want to get there when the doors open at 7:30. And you want to get a ticket right away so you don't have to wait online at People's Voice on January 4th. If you go to give2wbai.org, it's $20 for a ticket for this incredible concert. What a wonderful night out on a Saturday night.
And no one is turned away. That's a policy of People's Voice Cafe. And you can go to People's Voice Cafe any Saturday, but we want you to go on January 4th.
They always have great music there. Or if you want to call the call center, 516-620-3602. Tell them you want a People's Voice ticket. It's a $20 contribution. And if you're a BAI buddy, it's $15.
Actually, if I can just butt in here very quickly, this Saturday evening at the People's Voice Cafe, I'll be there with Lindsay Wilson and some other performers. And we're doing a program dedicated to the music of Richie Havens. And it's called Heavenly Havens, and that's also at the People's Voice Cafe this Saturday evening.
So you can hear Mike 2 days in a row, Friday at the New York City Friends of Clearwater Party, and Saturday at People's Voice Cafe.
And like I said, all these musicians, they do their own sets. They're supporting each other and WBAI on January 4th, but each of them performs for themselves, as themselves, so... you're getting some really good musicians, very good singers, really good songs, and we are just about out of time. Well, David Amram, I should give you the final words.
Well, I'm just looking forward to being with everybody. So happy WBAI is on the road. I'll be doing a piece that I wrote for Malachi's brother, Frank McCourt.
Wow.
And it uses the only traditional melody called Greenwich Village Portraits for alto saxophone and piano. So it's going to be this Thursday at the Theater for the New City, my final 89th birthday celebration. And the reason I mention that is because I played at Malachi's Bar, the Bells of Hell, and played for Malachi when he was the governor, ran for governor. And this particular piece called Greenwich Village Portraits, the first is for Arthur Miller, whom I worked with celebrating McDougal Street, the second celebrating Odetta at Bleecker Street, and the third for Frank. We used to go to the old Lion's Head Bar on Christopher Street, and that's going to be at 8 o'clock. And then we're doing the Greenwich Village Portraits, and then the second half of the program will be all jazz and folk music and a whole bunch of guest artists and people from around the world that I've been able to go on and on and on, because Crystal Field, who has the theater, is letting us use the theater for the night, and it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to seeing Malachi on January 4th and the Reggie Grannies and Mike and everyone else who's playing at your program, and encourage all WBAI listeners, don't give up, don't get discouraged when you're told you're too old to be doing this or too old to be concerned. Malachi and I we're getting close to the big 9-0, are still out there enthusiastic. So skip your career counselor's advice and say, well, those two old guys are still in there doing it. Maybe I'll give it another 2 years anyway.
Right.
Tell your parents and your grandparents that they should come too, and you can help to educate them by getting them to listen to WBAI and to go online and see all the great people who've been here that they grew up with who they never could see or hear. And remember that WBAI goes all over the world on the net, so a lot of people who didn't hear WBAI for a month were missing the magic and the beauty of New York and the incredible world consciousness that we have.
And we're going to have to leave it at that, David, because we really are out of time. And so you've been listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And we're going to go out with a Mike Glick tune that regular listeners to Ecologic have already heard several times, If You're Not Outraged.
When there's bullying taking place in streets by people who once dressed in sheets, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. And when fools believe the earth is flat, science not taken for a fact, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. If you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. If you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. When they love their guns more than a child, society's in deep denial. If you're not outraged, you are not listening. When Puerto Rico is ignored by a lying, thieving, racist fraud, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. When kids are torn from families, not one of us is truly free. If you're not outraged, you are not listening. And if they're just sending thoughts and prayers, that shows that they don't really care. If you're not outraged, you are not listening. If you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, you are not listening. If you're not outraged, if you're not outraged, if you are not outraged, you are not listening.
Hi, this is Leonard Lopate, host of Leonard Lopate at Large, weekdays at 1 p.m. I want to encourage my listeners to become Lopate at Large WBAI buddies. You can become a buddy, a sustaining BAI member, for as little as $10 a month. Please go to give to, that's the number 2, give to WBAI.org or call 516-620-3602. And thank you.
We are a gaggle of grannies urging you off of your fannies. Get off your fannies and help us celebrate the 60th anniversary of WBAI on Saturday, January 4th at the People's Voice Cafe. The Raging Grannies will be performing with David Amram, Malachi McCourt, Joel Landy, and Lindsay Wilson, and Mike Glick. On Saturday, that's Saturday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at the People's Voice Cafe, 40 East 35th Street in Manhattan. Only $20 for a great evening, $15 for BAI buddies. Reserve a ticket at www.givetowbai.org.
This is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
The testing.
Testing.
Stay tuned for Cat Radio Cafe Sunday night at 11 on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
The displaced playwright on Sunday, December 29th, playwright and author Seamus Scanlon and poet and translator Carlos Aguasaca on their artistic and pedagogic work. And Bistro Award-winning singer-songwriter Rochelle Garnier on her upcoming farewell party to great musicians who transition.